WIRX Listen Live is brought to you by Leroy's Body Shop.
Leroy's Body Shop offers full collision repairs. Leroy's Body Shop. They treat people right, do great work, and get cars back fast.
It's as simple as that. Leroy's Body Shop.
I was trying to do the running man while sitting in my chair.
Feels like you're running at an incredible rate, Harry.
Hey, good morning, 736. It's Brock. It's Hunter.
Good morning.
Let's get to it. Your topic of the day brought to you by Joey's Pizzeria. We were just there on Friday. Some lunch. Oh, my God, dude.
You know what's
hot
funny?
Slices ready to go.
I was ready to get a full-blown pizza pie, if that's what you call it.
You're going to eat a full pizza? You can't eat a full pizza pie.
No,
yourself.
Hell no, I couldn't. I had one slice to go, and I was like, ooh, that's enough.
Yeah, it's full, man.
Yeah, they don't mess around.
No, they have pizza. They got some new items. They got pasta. They got subs. Kiki got the, the Joey C sub. Dude, that thing was so good.
You know, that was like the third session in a row that I had pizza.
Yeah.
And it was so good that I'm like, I'm still going to eat it.
It's fine.
I really
it's
don't
okay.
care. My body's like, what are you doing?
Anyway, go see Joey C's Pizzeria. What's the matter for you?
Hey.
Today we wanted to talk about, obviously, what everyone's talking about around the water cooler. The Super Bowl. The big game.
Oh, yeah.
Super Bowl 54.
Mm-hmm.
The Chiefs getting back to the Super Bowl, winning it for the first time in 50 years. But we know all about that.
What were your predictions before the game?
I thought the 49ers were going to win.
Yeah.
Their defense is just devastatingly good. Also, their run game. The Chiefs went into it having the 23rd ranked run defense.
Uh-huh.
Out of 32 teams, they were 23rd. That's not the best. But they did a really good job against the run game. There's a couple times where you saw the 49ers kicking on. You're like, oh, no.
Mm-hmm.
But I did think the 49ers are going to win. I wanted the Chiefs to win, but just you had some more experienced players on the 49ers. They typically play well all the time,
and they play well against very good teams.
But
they didn't not play well.
No, they still played well, but the Chiefs just...
You got to play the Chiefs to the very last second of the fourth quarter.
You have to. And they are going to be a force to be reckoned with. Mahomes is literally just getting started. Won the Super Bowl in his third year.
Yeah.
He's 24 years old. Dude, he has a long time.
Oh, yeah.
And maybe we see another dynasty.
He's ridiculous. His arm is just out of this world. I mean, he's throwing passes, bombs off his back foot that I haven't seen in a long time.
Yeah. It'll be interesting to see what happens here in the next 5 years with the Kansas City Chiefs. Andy Reid can't coach forever. Players can't play forever. Things happen, but right now it's looking very good. So I was pleasantly surprised. I'm glad the Chiefs turned it on, took over a double-digit deficit, and it was some really great football play.
It was, man.
Not a lot of penalties. The game went by pretty fast.
It's very enjoyable to watch. I kept walking around the room like, wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's just kind of my reaction the whole night.
Yeah.
No way.
No way, bro.
You know, I will say one thing.
Yeah.
Your wife almost jinxed her team last night.
I
looked at you one point. I'm like, dude, will you tell her to shut up? She's going to jinx her own team.
They were still down by three, and she was hooting and hollering like they just won. I'm like, Kiki, calm down.
She was like getting in people's faces. Mm-hmm. I'm like,
well,
still losing. Don't do that. Don't be that person.
There was two guys there, Charlie and Whitley, of course.
Talking trash.
It's so funny listening to those two. It was so great because they were there just poking the bear.
Yeah.
It could be like guaranteed Packers win. And until that whistle blows,
you
never know. Even if they're up by two scores, onside kick could happen and they could score and then get another onside kicker. It's like, if there's anything, I've seen crazier stuff happen.
So I was doing it for our own health last night because after a couple of, they scored like a field goal and then a touchdown to come within three.
Yeah.
And she was up in Whitley's face or something. I'm like, you better win this game.
Yeah, yeah.
Because if you don't, he's going to give it to your heart.
Oh,
you know?
He'll destroy your soul.
Oh, yeah. You cry yourself to sleep.
That's right. That's right.
So, yeah. Luckily on her end.
Yes. It was very good, though. And I think there's a lot of Chiefs fans. Actually, speaking of that, there is some audio that I have from a neighborhood in Kansas City. You got to hear this, man. This is nuts. Where's it at? Oh, God.
What are they doing?
You will hear in a second because it's pretty nuts. Where is it, man?
In the meantime.
Yeah, while I'm looking for this. Oh, here we go. I got it. I found it. Thank you. Thank you for stalling. This is from a neighborhood in Kansas City. people shooting off guns blowing stuff up.
I thought somebody was just playing Call of Duty in their apartment.
The celebration was so big it showed up on the National Weather Service radar.
Dude. What's Kansas City like?
Just tone it down, man. Yeah, like, look. Like, explosions and stuff. I mean, I'm sure there's some fire. Maybe that fireworks, but some of that sounded like, you know.
Dude, that sounded like that. Sounded like a war zone.
That's nuts. All right, let's take a quick break. 925-WIRX, comment on Facebook. What's your take on the big game? What'd you think of the halftime show? Do you have a favorite commercial?
And
yeah,
Brock and I will talk about Trump's tweet last night.
Yes, we got to talk about that because everyone's losing their minds. All right, we'll be back with more.
It rocks.
Hey, good morning. Touch it. 747. I'm an idiot. Not even right. Rockets Hunter, your Joey C's morning. Pizzeria topic of the day. We're just talking the Super Bowl.
Super Bowl!
Obviously, yesterday, big day in the NFL. The XFL starts this week, so if you got the itch, there's six teams.
Uh-huh.
They're going to be playing. They start this week.
I'll check it out for
games
sure.
On. Yeah, I'm going to check it out. Mm-hmm. According to the people behind the XFL, there's going to be a lot of names that you're going to recognize.
Nice.
Johnny Manziel, I wonder if he's on a team.
Possibly. Wouldn't doubt it.
As the water boy.
You know?
Well, obviously, we've talked about the game itself. Chiefs winning their first Super Bowl in 50 years. Andy Reid, well-deserved.
Yeah.
It was a great game yesterday.
It was a fantastic game, man.
But in between the playing, a thing that a lot of people watch the Super Bowl for, if they don't care about the game itself, mm-hmm. is the commercials.
Yep.
There were some great commercials last night. Any that stick out in your mind? Because one that I just absolutely loved, I thought it was hilarious, was the Jason Momoa.
Oh, yeah, that's the one I was trying to think of. He's taking his body off.
Yeah, so it's for was it Rocket Mortgage? Yeah, it was for Rocket Mortgage. And so he's talking about at home, he can be himself, and then he gets home and he takes off a bodysuit, basically. He's got these scrawny arms, and then he takes off his wig, and it's just like a skullet, basically.
And then he starts playing that guitar on his lap.
That weird guitar, and then he's like lifting weights, and it's barely the bar, and he's freaking out, like, take it, take it. And his wife is in it, Lisa Bonet, whatever her last name is, but she takes it, and she's like, okay, relax, that's fine. Great commercial. Fantastic commercial.
Oh, there was a few good ones last night, man, for sure.
I enjoyed Doritos, which, you know what's weird is, does Doritos really need to advertise?
No.
It's Doritos. You know it's there, but they still spend a lot of money on it.
That's typically what it is with the Super Bowl commercials, though. It's those products that you already know about. It's the products that you already know have a lot of money.
Yeah, and they're just throwing that. But Doritos had Sam Elliott and Little Nas X, and Sam Elliott's mustache does the
wave.
It was great. I think they did a good job. I don't think there's any that stood out there. I was like, oh, my God, that's the greatest thing I've ever seen.
You know, I think what's pissing people off, though?
What?
Is they're releasing the commercials before the actual Super Bowl.
I will say, the Hyundai Sonata, which was really good, which it was all the guys with the it was the Boston accent, Rachel Dratch. Chris Evans and John Krasinski talking about, you know, the self-pock.
Mm-hmm.
It'll pock itself.
It'll pock itself.
Smart car. and the Post Malone one was good, too.
Yeah.
For Budweiser. That was another one.
Where they're ripping on the lever.
Yeah, and they're going back and forth, and he's running into stuff.
Yeah.
So, all in all, I think it was a very good year for commercials.
You know, I think people are naturally going to complain, though, because it's just like anything else. It gets stale year by year by year. I mean, you get new commercials,
mm-hmm.
but like the most nostalgic ones stick out.
Yeah.
You know, like the ones that hit you hard when you were a child or growing up or a certain Super Bowl that you really cared about.
Yeah.
You know, it's just weird. It's different.
Yeah.
You know,
I find enjoyment, but it's.
Isn't it like $8 million now?
Dude, it's so much. But yeah, now that you can see him kind of everywhere, now the Jason Momoa one's like on Reddit, in the, so it's everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
You know, back in the day, if you missed it, you missed it.
Right.
You know, or you had to wait, you know, so now we can watch him wherever. I did not see the Tom Brady one.
I didn't either.
This is it. It's for Hulu. Tom Brady's big announcement.
They say all good things must come to an end. So to my teammates, my family, and my fans, you deserve to hear this from me. Hulu doesn't just have live sports. According to the script they just gave me,
Hulu also has your favorite cable channels, plus the greatest shows, movies, and originals of all time. So it's time to say goodbye to TV as you know it. But me? I'm not going anywhere.
Oh, damn. So there. That's funny playing us. So he's not going anywhere, though.
What's he mean for the Hulu commercials?
Yeah. Well, yeah, but I think at the end there, so it starts off like, I'm going to announce my retirement, but then he goes and talks about Hulu, and then...
He says that at the end, so
he says I'm not going
anywhere.
So
he's not retiring.
I don't know. Well, didn't you say he's going to L.A.?
There's a lot of talk.
Las Vegas?
I mean, there's a lot of talk about a lot of things, but now the latest one is Las Vegas.
Boy.
You know?
Tom Brady.
Come on.
Tom Brady and the Las Vegas Raiders.
Well, Tom Brady's backup almost beat your Chiefs last night. That's what I kept saying. I'm going to be honest with you. I wanted San Francisco to win last night
just so you could run with that? All right.
Is Tom winning Super Bowls, his backup. Damn it. Come on, San Francisco.
Nope, it's Garoppolo. Jimmy Garoppolo. Hey, good morning. 7:59.
What's up, kid?
It's Rockets Hunter. Here, Joey C's Pizzeria topic of the day. Just talking about the Super Bowl.
Yeah, and everything that entails with it. And we want to hit this one, too.
Good halftime show. Got to see some ass shaking from some MILF Latinas.
Yes.
Some good commercials. Great football being played.
And we understand, Karen, you probably weren't too happy about it because maybe some kids were watching. But
she's not a stripper, Paul.
Last year when Adam Levine was doing it, you weren't bitching. So, just take one for the team, Karen.
With his rock-hard nips, you weren't complaining then, were you, Karen?
Yeah.
Karen!
It was a fantastic halftime show, though.
It was a great game, I think, all in all, from start to finish.
And you have permission from Brock and myself, if you see anybody on social media ripping on it, it was terrible, call them out.
Yeah, tell them to shut up, moron.
So this happened last night.
Okay. Everyone is losing their minds, all right, because of a tweet from President Trump.
And I wanted to hold my tongue. Before I came and talked to you this morning, because I know you're from the area, and I know you know a little bit more about it than me or some of my friends. And I guess I could have Googled it, but I wanted to hear it from you.
So the big news is, and this is apparently news, Trump tweeted after the Super Bowl, I'm trying to find the full tweet. Let's see here. Where'd it go? Unfortunately, it corrected. This is what Trump tweeted that is making everyone lose their minds. Congratulations to the Kansas City Chiefs on a great game and a fantastic comeback under immense pressure. The corrected tweet reads, "We are proud of the great state of Missouri. You are champions." Originally, it said
Kansas.
We are the great state of Kansas.
Are you serious?
Oh, my God. He's so stupid.
It's our president tweeting that, man.
Yeah.
This is the guy who literally represents America.
I can't believe he's
tweeted Kansas.
Now, for everyone freaking out.
Listen up.
For everyone freaking out.
Listen up.
There is Kansas City, all right, runs the border of Kansas and Missouri.
Yes.
The Missouri River actually runs through it. There is a Kansas City, Kansas.
Yes.
There's also a Kansas City, Missouri. It's split. It's so big that Kansas got part of it, Missouri got part of it.
Yes.
So technically, he's not wrong.
Period.
And I guarantee there's a lot of people in Kansas City, Kansas, that root for the Kansas City Chiefs.
100%.
It's still the same name.
100%.
And now there's people, because I've seen like people on Facebook, and one guy said, hey.
That's flaggable.
In Kansas City, Kansas is the third largest area in that metropolis, right? It's all one big thing, all right? Mm-hmm. So for everyone freaking out and calling him a moron, look, I'm not saying I support Trump, I'm not doing anything, but just relax. And everyone's like, he's so stupid. It's Kansas City, Kansas.
No, you know what? Jump on him, Brock. Jump on him. F those people. You know why? It's because you see one little thing, and you got to be your keyboard. You go back to your keyboard warrior self.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to make people understand what he said. Dude, you just need to chill the F out.
Well, and for everyone saying that, it's Missouri. Well, they probably don't realize that it's Kansas City, Kansas
as well.
And just because Kansas City Stadium is in Missouri doesn't mean that, you know, Kansas City, Kansas can't take claim to him.
Absolutely.
Right there, yeah. No, wrong state.
Impeach him.
Burn him at the stake!
At the stake! Burn him at the stake!
So, yeah. It's just, folks, there's bigger things to worry about than one little goof up.
And you know what? Your little stupid post, I'm not going to be like,
Yeah.
There it is. You know what? Forget that guy. You know what? I was supporting him for a long time. It's but done. You know what? That tweet right there about the Super Bowl really put me over the edge.
Too much. Yeah. Too much for me. God. People got, you know, people were all hopped up on beer and cocktail weenies and they were freaking out over a tweet. All right, we'll be back.